afternoon news and in-depth coverage with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Okay, I saw this and I immediately looked up the vehicles we own at our home. And it's the cars that hold their value the best and the vehicles that depreciate. And they're broken down in categories, but I thought it was interesting. Here in Salt Lake City, we have the least depreciating vehicle is the Porsche 911 Coupe. 5-year depreciation was about 24.7%. Then we have the Toyota Tacoma, the Jeep Wrangler Limited, Toyota 4Runner, and Jeep Wrangler. And then we look at cars that have depreciated the most, and you always pray your car isn't on that. And I want to introduce you to Julie Blackley, who is communications manager at iccars.com. Julie, thank you for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, we all look for our own vehicle, and I was kind of relieved when I looked at trucks with the best resale value. And I'm a Ford F-150 guy, and we barely made it into there. We're number 9. But it was interesting to see what it was on the list as the best resale value, and it was the Toyota Tacoma, then the Tundra, then the Honda Ridgeline, the Nissan Frontier, and I'm flipping the page over here. Then it was the GMC Sierra, the Ram pickup, Nissan Titan, and then my Ford F-150. You know, that's about all the really good trucks out there. And so am I pretty much at the bottom of that list?
So there's nothing against the Ford F-150. It is the most popular selling car in America. So that's part of the reason why it has a higher depreciation than other trucks, because there are so many of them in the used car marketplace. And even though it is the lowest depreciating, the highest depreciating truck, it is still lower. It has a lower depreciation than the average vehicle. Trucks just as a category hold their value well.
The thing that really surprised me, and we've never had a Beamer in our household before, and my wife's name is Dee, so we call hers the Deemer. But I was amazed that how many of the cars with the highest depreciation are BMWs. They're all over the place. 4 out of 10 are BMWs. The Deemer is not specifically on that list, but holy cow, what's the deal?
So BMWs are very expensive to maintain, so that's part of it.
We just discovered that when we had brake work done. Yeah.
Right, so the depreciation numbers take that into account, and also luxury vehicles as a whole depreciate more than non-luxury vehicles because, you know, the price has to come down so much to have buyers in the secondary marketplace be interested in them.
Right. I was looking, though, at the worst vehicle, and it was a Maserati. Are the more exotic cars, you know, I always kind of had this idea that when you kind of got into the Jay Leno category that they maybe retained their value, but the Maserati seems not to fare very well.
Right. I mean, some do. Some exotic vehicles do, but in the case of the Maserati, it loses, you know, a whopping over 70% of its value. And part of that is because of the high operating costs and maintenance costs. But also, people that can afford those cars tend to want to buy them new, and they're kind of collector's cars. So people tend to hold on to them for a while. So there isn't as much interest in purchasing a 5-year-old version of that car.
Out here in Utah, we're big into our SUVs and trucks, and boy, Jeep fares very well in the best resale value of SUVs.
Mm-hmm. Right. So people that drive Jeeps are very loyal. I'm sure you've come across, you know, people that only own Jeeps. And if you look at a Jeep Wrangler, it's hard to tell what year it's from.
That's
so
true.
Someone can buy, you know, a 7 or 8 year old Jeep Wrangler, and it looks new to people. So that's part of the reason why they hold their value so well.
I thought it was interesting, you know, how many on the great vehicles that are holding their value. There's Jeep Wrangler, and the Unlimited, and then the Wrangler, and then everything else on this list is either Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Subaru, or a Porsche. Only one U.S. company, and it's even arguable about, you know, Daimler Chrysler, but wow, it's kind of interesting. The American cars just really aren't blazing out there, and I know it's hard to tell these days, you know, what is really the birthplace of any particular automobile, but these are all names that are associated with other countries.
Right, and, you know, American cars have come a long way, so we see a lot of American trucks that do well in terms of lasting a long time. So I think they are getting better, and they are kind of, you know, bolstering their reliability ratings. But in the meantime, I mean, Toyota is synonymous with reliability and lasting a long time. So that's why Toyotas tend to hold their vehicles, their value so well.
Well, you mentioned loyalty. I have so many Toyota friends, and I'm not kidding you. They love their Toyotas, mm-hmm. and it's generational. I mean, sometimes they're unlike their, and they apparently last forever. I've never owned a Toyota, but they've only had three, and they're talking back to junior high school practically.
Right. So we also run studies about the longest lasting cars, and Toyota dominates that. So oh. their trucks, their SUVs, even their, you know, the Camry and the Avalon rank highly.
Right. As you, you know, I hate to pick on anybody here, but is there a poster child for the worst car? I mean, like, it doesn't last very long. It depreciates like crazy. It is a nightmare to maintain. Is there a vehicle somewhere embedded in one of these lists that fits that description?
I mean, that's hard to say. People have different needs. There are some people that, you know, buy cars and are fine with getting rid of them after 2 years. So in that case, reliability and longevity isn't important to them. Just off the top of my head, I know that Land Rovers have the reputation of, you know, not being the most reliable and needing a lot of repairs, but they're popular vehicles to lease as a result of that. So.
Right.
I mean, there's something for everyone out there.
I had a friend who had a Jaguar once, and if you even mentioned Jaguar around him, he broke out in a sweat, started foaming at the mouth and chewing on chair legs because it cost him so much money while he had it.
Right. So, and I think when he was making that purchase, he wasn't looking for, you know, a reliable vehicle. He probably didn't realize how expensive and how much of a headache it would be, but you know, people have different priorities when they're car shopping.
Yeah, there is a little status symbol with some of these, but it's interesting how many of them have the big prestigious name, both foreign and domestic cars, and boy, they don't fare well in the statistics that we find. For people who want more information and want to look over these lists themselves, can they just go to iccars.com?
So we issue studies every month about topics that we feel are important to consumers. So if you check out iccars.com, we're also an automotive search engine, so we can help you find a used or new car, and you can also check out our studies.
Hey, I really appreciate you joining us on the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to have to pore over these lists a little more often. Julie Blackley with us from iccars.com. Okay, when we come back, we've got much more in store, and we're going to be talking about tax increases in Utah County. Speaking of people breaking out in a sweat, foaming at the mouth, and chewing on chair legs, that's coming up next right here.